you looking at? Why are you recording some shit?
We talk some shit.
We can talk some shit, but don't try to record me on the low.
Let's get back to what we was getting back to.
To what?
The drink, salute. You put the drink down.
This. Yeah. I spilled it.
No, because I know.
Back to me coming at Mariah Lynn. Yes, I will come at Mariah Lynn.
Pause. You know what I mean? When it's time, you do that. But let's talk about the street shit.
What about the street?
How the dudes is coming at you, what they had to say, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and the dudes will come at me thinking I'm single. But when they come to me and start talking to me, I say, hold up. Do you know who I fuck with? Do you know who I'm with? Nah, who? I throw out a couple names. JR. Nah, they don't know. Bull Bang. Blitz Bang. Soon as I throw out those two, they know who it is. They back off. And they're all so surprised that I fuck with you. But they back off of me. Once I admit that I'm with you, they back off.
But I was...
And I'm there to fend for myself with my own drinks and everything. Now, if I wasn't to say that I'm with you, I'm going to have a whole bunch of niggas in a bar buying me drinks. But I have respect for the person that I'm with. So, I'm going to straight up admit who I'm with. I can pay for my own drinks. I don't need another nigga to buy me drinks. I came in the bar for a reason to drink. So I'm going to come into the bar with my own money. I don't need you to buy me drinks. So you come to me and you want to buy my drink? No, I'm good. I got my own money.
But you still don't buy your drinks, right?
No.
Why not?
Because you're going to expect to be sitting, waiting outside this bar, waiting for something from me by the end of the night. My
situation and who I'm fucking with, if you choose to buy
that drink. Okay, if you want to buy me a drink,
and long as the bartender the one that's sending it to me, I'm cool.
So if you want to buy me a drink and nothing's going to come from it at the end of the night, cool. But don't think that drink that you buy me
comes
with strings attached. Because no, motherfucker, that shit don't.
Right. But see,
no strings to fuck attached. Buy me the drink.
You get a nigga like me,
goodbye,
right?
Thank you.
I'm not just buying one drink.
I know. You know what? Look where the fuck it ended up at.
Y'all
look
got,
where the fuck. Wait.
Get them drinks.
Wait.
Yeah, the whole team.
Wait
get
a minute. Drinks. We know.
And I'm not hollering, though. I'm not coming
minute.
To holler. I'm just
wait
going
a minute.
To see the drinks.
Wait a minute. We know where.
That's how you figure out
we know team. Where it ended up at. Because. Look at where it ended up at.
I understood, but...
You know, wasn't buying drinks, but look where the fuck this shit ended up at.
Who wasn't? I mean, who wasn't?
5 years ago, you was in the motherfucking bar buying me Henny Bombs.
Henny Bombers.
Henny Bombs. You was in the bar 5 years ago
that's
to this
squad.
Day buying
Henny
Bombs. Not just
squad.
Me, everybody that I was
who
Henny Bombs.
Who wanted Henny Bombers? We taking them.
Henny Bombs.
But
then
know,
after we was done with these
crazy?
Henny Bombs, where was you at? Home.
Yeah, I was in
waiting
the
for a motherfucking beer to come to you after hours. And where'd that beer go?
No, that was a different, that was two different times.
But
that
you was still waiting on it.
That was a different time.
But you still waited on it.
You know what I mean?
You
I waited
still
on it.
Waited
you ain't
on
had,
it.
But you ain't
and
had
you ain't and never
but
get it.
But I gave you the cash. I gave you the cash,
but
right?
But you ain't never get it.
I gave you the cash.
You got something better.
But hold up. That was
you
all.
Ain't get the cash back,
that
but you got something better.
Yeah, because you know what they call that? They call that.
Did you come back at me for the cash?
That's not insurance. That's taxes.
Did you come back for me
that
with
was
the tax, cash?
That was taxes.
Did you come back for me with the cash?
That was taxes. You ain't bring my drink back. You grab me a beer. You know I show love all the time.
But when I
you
show...
Come, you come
I,
to the Crown. But, look, keep it real. You come to the Crown. You know what I mean? I look out for you. You know what? You even call sometimes and I deliver. And I ain't getting no bread. You ain't paying me. That's all coming out of my pocket.
Yep.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Thank you.
You know?
But when I showed up at
you, you had a whole other dude that you was loyal to.
I wasn't loyal to nobody at that point. I wasn't loyal to nobody, or I would have never showed up on your doorstep that night. I wasn't loyal to nobody.
Which night? You only
showed
up.
That night I showed up without your motherfucking beer.
How long that take, though?
But you waited, though.
I wasn't that I was waiting. I was fucking with you. I was kicking.
But you answered the door at 3 o'clock in the morning, but you wasn't waiting.
That's a thoroughbred. No, I'm not waiting at all.
So, if I was fucking with somebody, why the fuck am I knocking on your door at 3 o'clock in the morning? Why am I knocking on his door at 3 o'clock in the morning?
You wasn't fucking with nobody, before that.
Exactly. I was not loyal to no fucking body at that point in time.
It's hard for me to believe that because, you know, I hit you up. I mean, maybe you could say you wasn't really loyal, but you were still standing your ground for people, for dude, for somebody. You were standing your ground to a certain extent.
And you know that why.
You know what I mean?
And you know why.
I know the truth, but you know what I mean? When I look at it, it's like, I would see you going to the bus because your bus stop was right in front of my crib.
But I come to you for bus money. Why? Because I knew
you wasn't coming to me for it. I hit you up in the morning, good morning. I'm always up.
Sometimes I had bus money, sometimes I didn't.
Like, yo, I need a couple dollars, you know what I mean?
And you had
me. I got you, you know what I mean? All right, well, I'm ready to come down there. I'm ready to come catch the bus anyway, so I'll meet you right out front. But before that, in that time, you never knocked at my door. You never came. You never even been to my crib. You ain't even know which apartment I was in.
But that's not what made me come.
You know what I mean? You know how many people did come, though? Not that anything happened, but you know how many people did come?
What made them come?
They came to kick it.
To just kick it.
That's all we did. Maybe they came for more, but that was me. That was what I was presenting. I just want to kick it. I just got out. I was upstate. I just got out. All I want is friends.
Let me ask you.
I ain't got no friends.
One night, you wanted me to come kick it, and I was supposed to bring you beer. But I was out here drinking and all of that, and I wasn't
and who
ready.
Who was in my crib when you did come up?
Who was? Your sister.
Was Pete there?
Your sister.
Was Pete there?
Dominique.
Was Pete there?
Dominique.
Don was probably
Dominique.
There?
Dominique.
Was Pete there, though?
No. I was drunk. I don't fucking know.
Pete was probably there, too.
I don't fucking know, but all I
Carly
know is...
Carly was probably there, too.
I don't know. All I know is... I was supposed to bring the same night that I was supposed to bring the beer. I didn't, but I ended up coming. You accepted me without the beer.
That was the same night?
Yes. You accepted me.
The night you fucked up my mind.
Without bringing the beer. So the fuck what? You got something.
It was
something way fucking better than some damn beer.
I ain't feel like I really lost it. You know what I mean?
Because you got something way better than some motherfucking $2 motherfucking beer.
Shit. Come without my liquor today.
And I will.
Yeah, you know what?
And where will I be?
I don't know. You be by yourself. I'm going to go get my liquor. No. Yeah. But no.
Where will I be?
But no, it's some real shit. When I think about it, like, you know, when you out there...
That door was open to me. Wide open.
But when you be out there now, and then you say these names, you say J.R. Bullbang, Blitz Bang. Like, people going to look at it differently.
Look at it differently.
Now, because it's
they
like,
looked
damn.
At you as you was in
when,
the street.
When JR was JR, we knew JR, JR could box. You know, we knew Ball Bang, we knew Blitz
now
Bang.
They don't
Ball
know
Bang,
him as
he was about
they
that gunplay.
They know gun him play. As rapping.
We knew Ball Bang and Blitz Bang was about that gunplay. But now, when I was Ball Bang, Blitz Bang, I was in the streets every day. I was there, like, every day, all day, all night. Like, I was monitoring. I was on point. I was on point 100. Like, I was on everything. I wanted to know everything. Like, this is my hood. I'm in the hood. I need to know everything. And I had them right people in places as well that was right there. You know what I mean? And they was on everything. So, but it was still some things I missed.
Do you know why I want them to...
Hold on, before we go, before I let you go there. It was some things I missed. I missed my homies. My homie, my old head, his brother. His brother being killed. I missed that. And that was supposed to be part of my kin. That dealt with that, that had something to do with that. But that was, you know what I mean, my OG. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I feel like... I fucked up there because I missed it. But I'm running the streets and I'm feeling like and I'm trying to be on everything.
Don't realize it. It's hard
to be on everything, but I was trying to be on everything. But I'm missing people that I'm really fucking with and the fuck shit that they're doing. You know what I mean?
You fail to realize we were young.
Yeah, very young.
And we
both... Very young.
We... Wait.
So now when they be like...
Wait, can I... Let me say it.
No, before you go there. Go ahead. I'm going to let you finish. Go ahead.
We were young. We both lost somebody. I watched my best friend from my best male friend from high school that I used to talk to on the phone every single night.
When you had to go to
till
court?
We fell
up.
Asleep
but hold up.
On the phone every single night.
But when you
and
had,
I watched
when you had,
him
when you had,
get shot in
up.
Front of me.
Understood. But when you had to go to court.
Nobody fails to realize much that plays a part in my life.
Right. And when you had to go to court, that's when you got with me right before that situation, before it went to court.
And you didn't understand
I didn't understand what it played, but I did understand the fact that I couldn't let you say anything other than the truth. The truth
and that's
is
what I
you
did.
Were sleeping and you didn't know anything.
That's what I said, and that's what I stick to this day.
You can't say
I
nothing
don't
other
know.
Than the truth, and the truth is you didn't see anything. You
and
don't
still
know.
Still to
and
this day.
Only thing you know is you woke up and you heard gunshots.
This is what I'm going to say. It. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be truthful. I'm on Facebook. I see the person that is in jail for this crime.
And we know he didn't do it.
Wait a minute. I know.
The person
that is in jail...
He didn't
this
do it.
Crime. Hold on, let me speak.
But he didn't do it.
Let me speak. Mm. I know what you're saying. This person is in jail for this crime.
He took the rap.
His brother's DNA was on this. His was not. He got taken down for what his brother's DNA was on. He's in jail. For what his brother's DNA was on. Ain't nobody else charged with this
but
crime.
But him and his brother both locked up,
him,
right?
And you know his name?
Him and his brother. No, you're not going to say his name.
I'm not.
But him and his brother both locked up, right?
I believe so. But it's only one person that's trying to claim their innocence. And it's him. I don't have to say a name. They know his name. I'm not going to pick sides. I'm not never going to ever pick sides. Why? Because I was never able to say who was there and who was not.
Right.
Only thing I can say was, I woke up to my ears ringing and three men inside. I can't describe a man, and I said that in court. My testimony of what I gave never, ever... made somebody go to jail. That was not my testimony. Because right. My testimony to this fucking day, I was fucking asleep. When I woke up, Jaleel laid back on me. I ain't see shit. My ears was ringing. I never saw no fucking body. You know what I saw? My best fucking friend laying right there in the middle of the fucking floor, bleeding out. And that's all that I was fucking worried about. I didn't give a fuck about anybody being caught. I cared about my friend living.
Understood.
Because this is the person that we didn't have a physical, we didn't have a sexual, we didn't have no type of relationship like that. Never kissed, never sexual, never nothing like that. We just liked each other. But never had no relationship like that. So me and Dominic Williams had that relationship to where we was cool.
R.I.P.
And I saw him in front of my fucking eyes bleeding out. And I had to see that shit. And then when I was 9 fucking months pregnant, I was forced to go on the motherfucking stand
and testify.
And testify against shit that I never fucking saw.
Well, as long as you said what you know and exactly what it was that you seen, which was nothing.
But 9 fucking months pregnant. But 9 fucking months pregnant, about to go into labor. Nobody gave a shit.
But now the DA ain't give a fuck.
The DA never gave a fuck. The county never gave a fuck whether I went into labor on that stand or not. So if I was to go up on that stand and give my testimony and go into fucking labor on that testimony, they not going to give a fuck.
But you had to be there.
But I had to fucking be there because there was plenty of fucking days.
You ain't have a car.
There was plenty.
You ain't have a car.
There was days that I woke the fuck up.
Yeah, they can't hop on a bus. 9 months later, I got to hop on a bus to go there.
They came to pick me the fuck up. And you know, I said, I'm not getting the fuck up. I'm not going. I'm pregnant. I'm tired. I'm not fucking going. Well, we can arrest you. I'm motherfucking 9 months pregnant.
They try to implicate you.
That's I'm 9 months pregnant, and I'm tired, and y'all want to arrest me to go to fuck on trial?
You was the one that set it up, then. You know what? We looking at you as the chick that was there, and there's always a chick that's setting the shit up.
Where's
the main chick that set the shit up? Why? That's how they was trying to do. Understood. But you know what? We're going to get off of this.
It's been 7 years. Why the fuck is there only one motherfucking person in jail 7 years after the motherfucking fact?
Is it one or two?
It's only seven. It's been 7 years.
They're twins, right?
No, they're not twins. They're a year apart.
Okay.
The one's in jail for having nothing to do with it. His brother's DNA was on it, so he says. So he shouldn't be in jail. He's saying his brother's DNA.
But
his brother's DNA.
But it's one for sure that had nothing to do with
it. But there's other DNA that they say why they not there. Why is the rest of the DNA not there?
Yeah, that gotta be a pill.
You got this man's DNA. You got this man's DNA. What about the rest of the fingerprints that you got of the DNA?
It gotta be a pill.
The other man got off.
It gotta be a pill. And
but you wanted to. You wanted to make sure that I was there 9 months pregnant.
Even
to give my testimony when I didn't need to be.
Just because he won't say something that he don't really know because he didn't really see it. Regardless of his situation, y'all can't put him in that situation to try to tell on somebody that he don't really know nothing about.
Right.
You know what I mean? And because he won't tell, y'all gonna make him do life?
Right.
No, that shit don't make sense.
Right.
I mean, y'all know who we talking about.
I've been reading this story. Constantly, over and over and over again.
Salo.
I've been seeing it. It's been hard.
We gonna get with y'all
me.
Later though, but this is you know what I mean, this is just the system and how they play the game. So you know
they got a white girl testimony.
Keep on keeping on. Let's try again. Let's try to get the
ball
free. What's the ball name? Anybody know them? Well, let's try to get the ball free. You know what I mean?
I can't think of his name.
We're going to try to figure it out.
But
you know what I mean?
But
look up the situation.
They got the white girl's testimony. It don't matter.
Who the white girl?
Me. I'm the motherfucking white girl. I'm the white girl. They got the white girl's testimony, and it don't motherfucking count. I'm the only motherfucking white person that gave their fucking statement.
Because they looked at it like, you ain't give them what they wanted.
But I gave them what I fucking knew.
But that wasn't what they wanted.
That's what you motherfucking got because that was the motherfucking truth.
Y'all got it firsthand. 6'10". We're going to get back with y'all on the next episode. 100. Make sure y'all check out that 6180.com. All that free music they got out there. Sayo. And them cash prizes.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.